Today feels pretty weird still. I've never been one to understand people's very emotional reactions to a complete stranger dying, and I always thought it was a little weird and didn't really get it. You know, like when a rapper would die or a singer or an actor or whatever the case may be, I was like, yeah, I get it. You like their stuff, but you didn't know them. I think after yesterday, I definitely understand that feeling. I mean, I wouldn't describe myself as a Kobe fan in the slightest. In fact, I'd say almost the complete polar opposite of whatever a Kobe fan would be. I mean, I'm a Celtics fan. I cheered against them my entire life since I started watching basketball. But that being said, he was an integral part of so many of the highest and lowest moments of me as a sports fan that he's just sort of ingrained in my life. And even though I never met him, it still feels really weird. Obviously, the outpouring of everything on Twitter has been immense. Like, that's essentially all I'm seeing on Twitter and Instagram. And obviously, I'm in a very biased subset of the world. I play basketball a lot and I do a lot of stuff with sneakers, so I have a biased sample size. But still, it sounds like everyone is talking about it. I want to address one thing really quick. Lots of people are getting really mad about the increase in price of his shoes. Trying to paint it as scummy resale kids trying to profit off someone's death. And I 100% agree if that was the case, I would be on board. But I just don't think that's how it works. And there's no need to spread that hate and animosity towards people that aren't doing that. Just look at it. Very, very simple economic standpoint. You have the same amount of supply as we had 24 hours ago for these shoes, and probably, you know, an increase in demand of 2,000 to 3,000%, if not more. It's honestly surprising that the prices have only shot up as much as they have and not more. I don't think that's a result of people trying to profit off a tragedy. I just think that's a reality that lots of people want to rep Kobe and want to buy Kobe stuff, and there's still the same amount of it as there was yesterday, and now tens of millions of more people want it. So yeah, the price is gonna go up. It's really gloomy outside today. It's raining. I'm honestly not in the most positive mood as a result of everything. And I don't really wanna bring you guys a regular fun vlog today. I don't know, I just feel really, really weird doing that. But last night after I uploaded my video talking about everything and me finding out, I went on a walk down to Times Square to the Foot Locker there to try and pick up a pair of shoes that I decided I didn't want, but then really changed my mind about yesterday. So I had actually originally bought this pair of sneakers a few weeks ago, and then I exchanged them for a different size, which is in a mystery box. And then the news hit and I decided that I wanted to buy the shoes again anyway, and I figured they'd probably be selling out pretty fast after everyone found out about what happened. So I wanted to get down to Foot Locker as quick as possible and pick up a pair of these Kobe 5s. I tried walking around in these. I wanted to play basketball in them originally, and they just didn't fit my foot right and were very uncomfortable. So that is why I didn't keep them in the first place. But now, the way everything is, you know, I just thought that it would be right to grab them and wear them and enjoy them, because this is Kobe's last shoe with Kobe Bryant still on this earth. I mean, like, there's never gonna be another Kobe Bryant shoe that releases where Kobe is actually here. This is like Kobe's last ever sneaker, and I love how it looks in the first place. I wanted to buy it regardless of what happened yesterday. I still wanted to purchase this pair of shoes, and with everything that's happened since these came out, three and a half weeks ago, yesterday, I just decided, you know what, I'm gonna go to Foot Locker, I'm gonna pick these up, I don't know how much they cost. I think it was like 170 or it might have even been 200. I don't remember. I wasn't really paying attention. This is just something I wanted to get. This is something that, you know, I know the resale price is double retail right now, and I could make 200 bucks if I wanted to, but that's not something I want to do. I want to keep these and wear these and enjoy these. And even coming from a lifelong Celtics fan that despised Kobe every minute he was on the court, it's really sad and honestly surprisingly impactful what's happened and everyone's reaction to it. And I'm sure, like a lot of you guys, I sat at home last night and I watched Kobe Bryant highlights. I watched his last game. I watched the 2008 finals. I watched the 2010 finals. I watched his 50 best plays. I watched his buzzer beaters. And it's just really surreal to think that young guy, 41 years old, like I'm going to be 41 years old and boom. I mean, I'm 23, but life happens quick. And, you know, just make the most out of every day you got. Do the stuff you love. Don't settle for anything less. But yeah, that being said, I don't really have anything else to say today. We'll keep it short. We'll keep it sweet. I'll see you guys tomorrow. And until then, peace.